Where did the idea for this app come from?
This actually came out of our Student Advisory Council. Our superintendent and governing board meet with students regularly from all three high schools. And they were really trying to get feedback on how do you close that communication loop. And this was something that was brought up to our students. You know, they're not just experiencing their school environment anymore in person, but also digitally. And so they wanted to be able to share things like screenshots or whatever, things that they're seeing that could impact the school day.
So who are the staff on the other end of this? What kind of training do they have?
On the other side of this, we have our school administration. They're the ones that are receiving messages. We also have our counselors that are a part of it. What we had to do over the past 9 months was really go through all of the different types of things that folks can report. There's a drop-down menu for those types of things. And so we figured out who needs to be alerted by each of the school sites and making sure that the messages lined up with that.
What's the hopes for how this will improve student life?
Yeah, so the hope for this system improving student life is really just letting them have one more outlet. There was a lot of questions, you know, and kind of concerns about, you know, oh, it's just going to be a whole bunch of people using it for malicious reasons or whatever. And what we've actually seen is that it's relatively limited. Our students have been responsible. We've had 8 reports, you know, and they've all been something that we've been able to work through.
So why make it anonymous?
There's actually an option on this app to where you can respond anonymously or not. That's up to the user. We really just want to make sure that we remove the barriers where people feel afraid from sharing information. We want them to understand that we're here to help empower our students, and this is the way to do it.
How could this help students through mental health issues?
If folks see that there are fellow students or somebody is in distress, this is an opportunity to get them the right resources. Additionally, within the app, we've built in some resources, you know, like Teen Lifeline and those types of things that have been trusted resources that the district has used a long time, and made it to where those resources are readily available through the app and then also through the web-based page.
Is there any concern that students could do the digital equivalent of pulling a fire alarm to get out of a test?
Yeah, I mean, that's always a concern. We have the highest expectations that people use the tools appropriately. And I'll tell you, our kids anymore have grown up in the environment where there are serious consequences for those types of things. I will tell you that coaching from our school administration and our teachers over time for them to understand that is something that we prioritize. And so we want to make sure that they know, like, those aren't jokes anymore.
You mentioned it's been used a handful of times so far. Has anything come of those reports?
Well, you know, first day within, I want to say 15 minutes, our first couple were about ice on sidewalks on the way to school. And so we were able to work with the appropriate folks on that. You know, that was following that big Thanksgiving snowstorm. We've had some other folks that, you know, there's been some more sensitive issues, and it feels like we're able to find some resolution pretty quickly.
Zachary Fountain, thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.